David Sheff wrote a book in 2008 that became a kind of landmark. Beautiful Boy was a painful, personal story of the battle he tried to fight with and alongside his son Nick against his son's addiction to methamphetamines. The book became an international bestseller and made David Sheff one of the country's most prominent voices on addiction, not as a doctor, an addict, or an academic expert, but as a father. David Sheff has continued to try to figure out a road that can lead out of addiction, and he tries to present that route in his new book, Clean, Overcoming Addiction and Ending America's Greatest Tragedy. David Sheff joins us from the studios of member station KQED in San Francisco. Thanks so much for being with us.
Scott, thanks so much for having me.
And first, can we ask, how's Nick doing?
Well, he's doing just great. Most importantly, he's sober 5 years, and which is a miracle. I mean, he nearly died so many times. God, he's married. He has a great circle of friends. So, it was unimaginable for a while ago. I mean, I didn't think he was going to make it to 21, but last summer he turned 30.
Oh, good for all of you.
Thank you.
What do you think is the first item many of us get wrong about addiction?
Well, I guess it's this very deeply ingrained idea that addicts are choosing to get high, and so they are reprehensible and they're, weak. But what we know now is that, addicts aren't immoral. They aren't weak. They're ill. They have a disease. And for me, when I finally realized that about Nick, that he was sick, he wasn't, that's what explained this just unconscionable, crazy behavior. It allowed me to look at him with compassion and to figure out, instead of with anger, just how do I help him? How do we save his life?
And yet to help someone or to help them help themselves, isn't it necessary to believe that they, if they didn't choose to become addicted, they can at least make choices that can lift them out of that morass, that they can help themselves?
Well, this is one of the most complicated diseases there is because this is a brain disease. So the nature of this disease, the thinking is impaired, the sort of self-preservation mechanisms, everything is about getting drugs. It's a biological, force. Drugs shift the way that we think. So, the logical thing would be to get help, but that's not the way addicts operate, which is why it's really, really hard to get someone to understand that they need treatment. If we catch this early, it's not as difficult to get someone into treatment. Almost every addict started using when they were teenagers. So that's when we want to try to intervene, early stages of just marijuana use, alcohol use. It's a lot easier to prevent things from escalating.
Do you think it is preventable?
I know it's preventable. I mean, the way we've done it in the past, doesn't work. The just say no doesn't work. We had police officers coming in, showing pictures of, of horror stories, a little bit the Reefer Madness kind of era. Mm-hmm. They show a drug addict on the street passed out, and kids in the audience who are teenagers might smoke some pot at that point, and they just can't relate to that. So instead, we know that fact-based education works. Parents, teachers, and others, if we learn about the risk factors, stress, certainly if somebody has mental illness, they're more likely to use drugs. If they're experiencing some trauma, divorce in their lives, I mean, we have to help kids through those things, and also we have to pay a lot of attention. A doctor that I interviewed said, if you think something's wrong, and that's the time to figure it out, get help, drag a kid to therapy if that's what it takes to get some advice from a doctor. You find someone who is trained in addiction medicine, and they can put you on a course. There are some treatment programs that use, evidence-based treatment rather than sort of this best guess and pseudoscience, and, that's the goal.
More and more states are legalizing marijuana one way or another right now. You seem to be skeptical that that's a good idea.
Well, actually, I support legalization. But, there's a lot of people that support legalization who say things that are just wrong. They say that marijuana should be legalized because it's harmless, it's natural, and no one has ever died from marijuana. You can't get addicted to marijuana. Well, those things are all untrue. Marijuana is not innocuous. There's a lot of research. This is, again, it's especially pertains to teenagers. I mean, their brains are developing. Marijuana, changes the development. They can see the difference in the gray matter. There's the effects include, problems with their cognition and memory and motivation. And there's some evidence that it even lowers IQ. So, I think that we need to legalize pot. so we can start a new conversation and deal with this for what it is. I mean, it's not a criminal problem and shouldn't be treated as a criminal problem. It's a health problem. So we need to focus on education and not punishment.
David, what are, in your experience and judgment, some of the reasons that so many treatment programs seem just not to work for people?
90% of the treatment programs in America are based on the 12-step model. Now, it's really important for me to say that, you know, the 12 steps, you know, Alcoholics Anonymous have saved millions of lives. I mean, it's a really, really profound program.
And I will add, there are many people who say that only Alcoholics Anonymous and that 12-step program worked.
Right. And so that's where I, you know, that's my problem. I don't object to AA at all, only the programs that insist that it's the only way to get clean and to stay clean.
You take on quite a few programs, actually, not just AA. What are some of the reasons a lot of treatment programs don't work, in your judgment?
These programs often are run by the only credentials that rehab counselors have in some places is that they're an addict who's in recovery. You want to go into programs that are accredited because they use evidence-based treatments, and so few do. It's really, really hard, and it's why we're losing so many people. 350 people a day are dying from this disease. It's tragic, and it's even more tragic because it is preventable. When Nick, my son, got addicted, when it was clear he was disappearing, he was stealing from us, he was lying. I got a call from emergency room, you know, Mr. Chef, you better get here. Your son isn't going to make it. You know, I had no idea what to do. I called people I knew who'd been through this. I looked on the internet, completely overwhelmed. I ended up making the best decision I could. It was relying on a friend of a friend of a friend who told me that, you know, their child had gone into a program and had done well. I sent Nick there, and, you know, at least it got him off the streets. I mean, it didn't stop him from relapsing. He relapsed many times over the course of the next 10 years, but he was off the streets. He got some help, but they call this sort of a treatment trajectory. It takes a lot of time for some people, and it takes multiple treatments. Every relapse is dangerous, but often it takes multiple relapses before someone finally gets sober for good.
David Sheff, his new book, Clean, Overcoming Addiction and Ending America's Greatest Tragedy. Thanks very much for speaking with us.
Thanks so much for having me on the show.
What are your thoughts about America's addiction problem? You can tweet us at NPR Weekend, and I'm at NPR Scott Simon. You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.